So good morning, everyone. Again, thanks to Shin and others for putting this together. Great opportunity for all of us to chat. Feeling a little bit self-conscious addressing this this group, but I was very pleased to get Shin's phone call, and she asked me specifically to discuss some ideas regarding how high tunnel production and organic production work together or against each other, okay? And to cover all that in 5 minutes, you know, so big summary. So, and the conversation's already been excellent, and so we really appreciate being a part of it. So the theme, again, is, you know, do organic and high tunnels work, bring themselves both together? Are they driving each other apart? Do growers, are they required to make hard decisions about which one they will be most loyal to? Is it on an equal plane? Or are they, if they were forced, would they choose organic production over high tunnel? Would they say, gee, the organic production in my high tunnel is not working, but I have to remain organic? Or would it be the other way around? Look, high tunnel and organic, is the combination is not working great, but I'm going to de-emphasize my my use of organic and emphasize high tunnel. Those are hard decisions that people may face, over, especially over the long run, and around topics we've discussed so far. So you all know, you're all very, very familiar with organic production, how it's defined, and we all appreciate how important soil health is in that. I know we're going to have some great presentations to follow on the same topic, but if your situation, both at your place and among your stakeholders, is anything like mine at OARDC and among some of the Ohio growers, it looks something like it in this collage of pictures here. There's an open high tunnel. Some compost is brought in. Everyone stands around as it's dumped in there. We work it in, and we are attempting to improve, maintain soil health with some sort of organic amendment. We do that often enough, and we can actually set up very, very different soil profiles, which my team and I and collaborators have reported on through the years in one way or another, showing plus-minus compost halves of this particular set of tunnels, where the differences in growth are obvious just by virtue of where the compost was placed. And, of course, what's going on below ground is also changing dramatically in terms of the chemistry, the physics, and the biology. So will those differences magnify? Possibly so. Will the no-compost side eventually become more or less totally unproductive is a question left unanswered. So then we turn to cover cropping, of course, and rotation, trying to build organic matter more in another way. It presents, it has its own set of challenges and opportunities. If you look closely here, what I didn't put on the comment is that this is cowpea underseeded with purslane. Okay, so how does one manage the cover crop organically in the high tunnel without, of course, the benefit of herbicides and maybe not even the benefit of cultivation? We could then start growing an excellent weed crop of weeds as well. So changes triggered by the repeated applications of the same compost or soil amendment may not be positive. I've reported on this. We've discussed it a lot. And maintaining and building soil health in the high tunnel can be uniquely difficult. Through the years, and we were talking about this in our group, and we'll hear more about it, I'm sure, these are the issues that I've seen develop: a reduction in soil structure, reductions in organic matter, increased compaction, increased salinity, increases in nutrient imbalances, certainly increases in disease inoculum. My colleague in plant pathology, plant pathologist Sally Miller, likes to refer to high tunnels as great petri dishes. They grow just about everything, it seems, and we're finding more and more in them. But just to wrap up here, the significant production-related challenges I'm sure you're aware of that are often cited by organic growers include the three, I guess four, that are listed here: weed, nutrient, pest, and disease management. So taking a very, very quick at how organic, how high tunnel production may work for or against weed management, pest and disease as well. We can list pros and cons. You know, there are pros and cons to limiting weed pressure in high tunnels, shown here. There are similar pros and cons to nutrient management, organic nutrient management in a high tunnel. Strong, of course, fundamental interaction between fertility and irrigation. With regard to pest and disease, the same is true. There are always pros and cons to organic and high tunnel particular combination. In other words, I would like to grow organically. How do I do that in a high tunnel? One would have to list these particular pros and cons. Control options might be ASD or solarization. Some great work has been done on that. Francesco, very, very familiar with that publication. So in my humble opinion, there, of course, is a very wide range of high tonal user shown here. Lots of farms using them. And in summary, I would just offer that obtaining and maintaining that the best that both systems can offer requires a lot of diligence and a fair amount of innovation. And that what we're seeing now, you know, obviously some successful snapshots, but we wonder how will it be in the long run. So again, I appreciate your attention and the opportunity to be a part of this.